This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Ballots for the November elections start heading towards voters today. Colorado mails ballots to all active voters, which can be returned by mail, left in a drop box, or turned in at a county vote center, where people can also vote in person. Election day is November 2nd. There are three statewide measures on the ballot. Local government races and ballot issues will also be decided. The U.S. men's national team beat Jamaica 2-0 last night as they try to make soccer's World Cup next year. One Colorado player has a key role in that effort. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Next year's World Cup is in Qatar. Colorado Rapids player Kellen Acosta plays in the center of midfield, providing ball handling, passing, and defensive skills. He's a veteran leader on the young U.S. squad.
Any opportunity to put on the jersey is always exciting times, and obviously these games are with importance.
The national team is in the middle of a three-game run with more matches ahead. The team will know if it's qualified, and Acosta will know if he's made the final squad next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A movie theater in North Denver is getting a museum makeover. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The Museum of Contemporary Art bought the Highland Theater to create a new cultural space. The Highland building, which is more than 100 years old, will eventually offer affordable apartments and studios for local artists. A 400-seat theater there that was most recently used as a church will soon host art lectures, films, and concerts. Museum leaders say they intend to include local cultural groups in their programming. MCA events at the Holiday Theater are scheduled to begin in December. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org, including information on what else will be on the November ballot.